Life 102.5. I'm Dave, and we are in these final moments, final days of January. How did it go by so fast? How did we get here?
I don't know, but Dave, you remember back in the day, we used to have these things called checks.
And those little paper things.
Those little paper things that pretended to be money, and you would have to write the date. So I had to write a check the other day, and I had to cross out 23 and write in 24.
Because you messed it up. Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. This is Tim Markle. Yeah.
Morning.
My good friend from Forgiveness Factor, as we head through our journey of forgiveness, wherever you're at, if you're in the first moments or way down the road in the journey, there's always something we can learn. And that's what Tim comes and shares with us on Tuesday mornings.
And speaking about, you know, days and calendars, every year I buy this thing called a Celebrate Every calendar. So every day has an opportunity to celebrate. And some of them are pretty quirky, you know, like Penguin Appreciation Day.
Hey, whatever.
One of my favorites.
You know, penguins need love too.
Roasted Marshmallows Day.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, we have pictures of us celebrating Roasted Marshmallows Days. But sometimes there's a name your own celebration day. So Dave, what would you name your own celebration day?
So like there's a blank on the calendar. I can make it anything I want.
Anything you want.
Can it be lay in bed and watch Netflix day?
I mean, yes, it can.
I'm just
saying.
So it's my day, right?
So that's your day. You choose it. So Dave is going to have a lay in bed, watch Netflix day. I, of course, have a little bit more depth to me. So I would love, I would love to try to celebrate a do no harm day.
Oh, I like that.
All right. So on this day, we don't say anything bad or negative about another person, not to their face, not behind their back, not in writing, not in prayer circle.
Wow.
No negative, because we know negativity harms. So let's not say anything negative. On this day, we give every driver the benefit of the doubt. We may still get cut off, but we don't get angry and frustrated. We consider that they may be having a horrible, rotten, no good day and need some grace, not some gesture. On this day, we capture our self-talk and don't allow ourselves to think or say harmful things. You are not a loser. You are not a failure. You will succeed. You will overcome. You will get better. You can change. You can get unstuck. We want to say those sort of things, not things that harm us. On this day, when someone makes a mistake or slips and falls, we keep ourselves from laughing and we don't point it out, but we respond with compassion and with kindness. Can you do it? Will you join me in a do no harm day?
I like that. And it's not just about other people. It's about the self-talk and how you treat yourself, too. That's incredible. You're much deeper than me.
Well, granted, there are days where I want to be in front of Netflix. Trust me.
No doubt about it. Let's go Tim's route. I like his idea a lot better. That is Tim Markle, and that is today's Forgiveness Factor. You can hear this conversation and share it with your friends and family now when you go to life1025.com.